Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
These ones in the U.S. are approved for either 3 or 5 years. So you put it in and then 3 or 5 years go by. You don't have to think about your birth control.
What?
Yeah. Amazing. It's like a slow cooker.
Mm-hmm.
Set it and forget it.
There's like two sides of that coin. The other side is freedom is personal responsibility and mm-hmm. and looking out for others and taking care of your community and your group as you are taking care of yourself.
I think they aerosolized an elephant tranquilizer and just sprayed down the set before they started shooting. It's almost monochromatic.
Yeah.
Everything is sort of muddy and gray.
On this episode, we sample these three podcasts: This Podcast Will Kill You, The Margaret Cho, and The Good, The Bard, and The Ugly. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Fair warning, our first podcast this week is more dangerous than any you've come across. It's called This Podcast Will Kill You. And it's not actually as scary as it sounds. Join epidemiologists and ecologists Aaron Welsh and Aaron Allman on This Podcast Will Kill You, a podcast about the mysterious world of medicine that'll leave you wanting to wash your hands. From the history of disease to its biology to how scared you should be of it, the hosts make learning about the health fun and terrifying in more ways than you can imagine. So for all the latest in dinner party conversation starters from the world of medicine and disease, check out this deathly interesting podcast. Here's a snippet for you from the recent episode of This Podcast Will Kill You, featuring a candid and informative conversation on birth control. With recent developments in the Supreme Court leaving Americans unsure about the future of pregnancy prevention, the hosts discuss the basic science and history behind various contraceptives, as well as the major legal decisions impacting access to birth control.
There's two kinds. There's the IUD and there's the implant. Okay?
Gotcha.
You know this already, Erin.
I know this.
So the IUD is a little T-shaped plastic device that is inserted through the cervix into the uterus. There are several different brands on the market right now. Erin, we have two different brands in our bodies.
We do.
Some of them contain progestin. So again, just progesterone, which is going to act to thicken your cervical mucus, inhibit sperm motility, not let them get in. It's going to thin the lining of the uterus, okay? These ones can also help to suppress ovulation. These ones in the U.S. are approved for either 3 or 5 years. So you put it in and then 3 or 5 years go by. You don't have to think about your birth control. What?
Yeah. It's amazing. Like a slow cooker.
Mm-hmm.
Set it and forget it.
And then there's the implant, which in the U.S. is like the Nexplanon, I think is the only one we have. It's the same exact thing. It's a little piece of plastic. It's just shaped like a rod, and it goes right underneath the skin of your arm. It works literally the exact same way. It releases progestin over time. It does all the same things to your cervix.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, there's the copper IUD, which is the only non-hormonal form of birth control that I've talked about thus far. And that is a plastic T-shaped little thing, but it's covered in coils of copper wire. I don't know who thought of this. It's incredible. But copper ions happen to cause inflammatory changes in the lining of your uterus, the endometrium, that have spermicidal activity. So it kills the sperm if they make it into the uterus. And if that's not enough, if not all sperm die, these ions also block the activation of enzymes in the heads of sperm that are necessary for fertilization to take place.
It blew my mind that just like a little bit of copper can do all that.
Just a little bit of copper.
Okay. Blew my mind.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
A sample of This Podcast Will Kill You, a fun health podcast from the Exactly Right Podcast Network. Tackle all the world's wildest diseases and health questions on This Podcast Will Kill You, Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. You may know her from stand-up comedy or her popular acting roles. You may even know her from her fashion line. But what you might not know is that Margaret Cho now has a podcast. It's called The Margaret Cho. Through her iconic work in comedy, fashion, music, and activism, she's developed deep, lasting friendships with, a bunch of famous people. And on her show, she sits down with some of these famous friends for a series of intimate interviews on life, entertainment, and so much more. The first part of each episode features a chat with a celeb you've already heard of and adore, like Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness. And the second half features interviews with up-and-coming artists that you might not know, but you should. Check out this clip from the episode of The Margaret Cho featuring comedian Ron Funches. He joins the show to talk about how he's been keeping busy and creatively fulfilled during quarantine. And then Margaret also welcomes Chosen Family podcast host Thomas LeBlanc and Trana Wintour for a discussion on the importance of comedy during dark times.
So you're going to wear a mask or whatever, or if you make a sort of mistake some kind of error, you're going to commit suicide, that kind of thing. So that's why they sort of eradicated coronavirus pretty quickly from this site. You know, it's a place that's right next to China. So, and they kind of don't have as much of it now and are able to sort of reopen society quickly. So that's kind of why Korea was not as affected as we are. Here we sort of kind of respect that idea of individuality. I guess this is where that attitude can warp and change and, you know, work against us in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, I think it's also because we're always kind of pushed one side of freedom, right? The side of, like, fuck you, you can't tell me what to do, I can do anything I want, I'm a grown adult, I'm an American. That's, like, the side of freedom that's always sold to us. But to me, there's like two sides of that coin. The other side is freedom is personal responsibility and mm-hmm. and looking out for others and taking care of your community and your group as you are taking care of yourself. I went to Japan recently, and that's where it really struck me much before the coronavirus started. But although that, you know, the mask culture was already great, big there of just like, if you're sick, you wear a mask so that you don't spread it. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the way that people, that public bathrooms were spotless, and the way that,
oh yeah,
just even going through the airport, and that people were putting away their trays, and that's not something that I ever see at LAX. It's always a bunch of people too busy to put away their own tray. And it's just like, that's part of the freedom, is put away your own shit.
Look, yeah,
you know, help each other out. Don't just be a mess looking around for the next person. That's one thing I hate most on like a set. If I'm on a, like, usually how you can tell the difference between like an indie set and a real professional set is that, like, you know, the departments will be like, oh, that's not my department. You know, I don't know who that is. So, and it's just like a real society, a real culture is like, well, I might not know, but let's go find out who the person is you need to go talk to.
A snippet from the Margaret Cho podcast from Arios. Hear more from America's most beloved comedians and some of her beloved friends on The Margaret Cho, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. With live theater still on standby for the time being, you may be looking for a way to scratch that dramatic itch. Well, our featured local podcast this week may do just the trick. From the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and local podcasting icon Travis McElroy, it's The Good, The Bard, and The Ugly, your guide to Shakespeare in pop culture. Each week, CSC's own Jeremy Dubin and accomplished Xavier University Shakespeare scholar Dr. Niamh O'Leary explore the wealth of Shakespeare-centric or inspired entertainment that can be enjoyed right from the comfort of your living room. Featuring a rotating panel of guests from the Shakespeare Company and beyond, they tuck into the wide and sometimes wild world of Shakespeare movies, recorded performances, adaptations, and more, available for your consumption. Try out this sample from a recent episode of The Good, the Bard, and the Ugly. In the episode, Jeremy and Niamh take a look at the recent 2015 rendition of Macbeth, starring Michael Fassbender as the titular Macbeth.
Cool. Well, my memory is hazy, much like much of this film. Mm-hmm. Just yeah. A nice cloud of haze blowing mm-hmm. through this whole yeah. movie. So let's talk about it. We can start out with overall reactions. I guess I may have spoiled that a bit, but your top sentence takeaway, Nia.
Slow, sleepy, because so much of it was rendered in this whispery tone, it lacked tension almost throughout for me. Yeah. There were moments that were impressive where the cinema was put to very good use, but for the most part, I found it deeply underwhelming and even annoying, where I was screaming, "Speak up!" at my television.
Yeah, this is one of those whisper Shakespeare productions. We need a mumble spear. We need something. We need a term for this, because it's common enough. And this was just such an example of it. And I think people who are perhaps used to doing film, this idea of you don't want to do too much because the camera just makes everything huge. And I get that. Things can appear grotesque. But this, no one was doing anything. I think we talked about that in that first, when we tried that pod, that first go round. It felt like, is someone baking a souffle like next to the set? No, or I'm like, shh, 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 shh. No, sorry guys, you can't.
Yeah,
no, keep it down.
I think
keep
they aerosolized an elephant tranquilizer and just sprayed down the set before they started shooting.
Yeah, so there's our overall take. We can talk a bit about the,
or maybe production. All that mist and gloom gave them all sore throats.
That was probably it. Okay, see, this is a narrative starting to coalesce here. It all makes sense. So let me talk a bit about the production style of this movie, which is, I suppose, sets, not traditionally Elizabethan, but sort of set period at the time that Macbeth is thought to have lived. So traditional in that sense. It is a very slow and ponderous.
Very ponderous.
Style. It was...
almost monochromatic.
Yeah.
Everything is sort of muddy and gray. There are small exceptions, like immediately after the coronation, we're in the royal bedchamber, and all of a sudden there's light and air and space, and it's such a visual contrast. You're like, whoa!
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, really monochromatic and dull.
From our local creators, that was a sample of The Good, the Bard, and the Ugly from the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Discover the vast and untapped world of secondhand Shakespeare content with The Good, the Bard, and the Ugly. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org, or download the WVXU app and search for the Start Here podcast collection. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.